This is the Sakar Merli of the 9th of December 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to give you unlimited property. Remember such a sweet Baba with love, and you will become pure. Question. When the time of destruction comes close, what will be the signs of that? Answer. When the time of destruction comes close, everyone will come to know. 1. Our Baba has come. 2. The new world is now being established and the old world is to be destroyed. Many will have visions. 3. Sannyasis and kings will receive this knowledge. 4. When people hear that the unlimited Father has come and that only He can grant salvation, many will come. Many will receive this message through the newspapers. 6. You children will continue to become soul conscious. You will stay in supersensuous joy in remembrance of the One Father. Song. Take us away from this world of sin to a world of rest and comfort. Om Shanti. Who says this, and to whom does he say it? The spiritual children. Why does Baba repeatedly say spiritual? Because you souls now have to return home. Then, when you come down to this world, there will be happiness. You souls received your inheritance of peace and happiness in the previous cycle too. That inheritance is now being repeated. It is only when this is repeated that the world cycle can repeat. Everything repeats, does it not? Whatever happened in the past will repeat again. In fact, even a play repeats. But there can be some change in that. If they forget their words, they can make something up and say those words. However, this is called a film in which there cannot be any change. This drama is eternally predestined. Those plays cannot be called predestined. By understanding this drama, you are also able to understand those dramas. You children understand that all the plays you see now are false. Nothing that you can see in the Iron Age will exist in the Golden Age. Everything that happened in the Golden Age will only happen again in the Golden Age. Those limited plays will exist on the path of devotion. The things that exist on the path of devotion neither exist on the path of this knowledge nor in the Golden Age. So you are now receiving your inheritance from the Unlimited Father. Baba has explained that you receive an inheritance from your worldly fathers and the other inheritance from your Parlokic father. But you don't receive an inheritance from the Alokic father. He himself receives an inheritance from that one. Only through this one does the Unlimited Father give you the property of the new world. He adopts you through him, and this is why he is also called a father. On the path of devotion, they remember their worldly fathers and the Parlokic father. This Alokic father is not remembered because there is no inheritance received from him. The word Father is correct, but even Brahma is part of creation. The creation receives the inheritance from the Creator. Shiv Baba has created you. He also created Brahma. The inheritance is received from the Creator, the one who is the unlimited Father. Does Brahma have an unlimited inheritance? The Father sits here and explains through this one that he too receives an inheritance. It isn't that he claims his inheritance and gives it to you. The Father says you mustn't even remember this one. You receive this property from the unlimited Father. You receive limited inheritances from your limited fathers and the unlimited inheritance from the Parlokic Father. Both of these are reserved. It enters your intellects that you receive the inheritance from Shiv Baba. But what inheritance would you say you receive from Brahma? The property enters your intellect, does it not? You receive this unlimited sovereignty from that one. He is the greatest Baba. This one says, don't remember me. I don't have any property that you could receive. Remember the one from whom you are to receive the property. He says, constantly remember me alone. There is so much fighting over the property of a physical father. Here there is no question of fighting. If you don't remember the Father, then automatically you won't receive an unlimited inheritance. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. He even tells this chariot, consider yourself to be a soul and remember me, and you will receive the sovereignty of the world. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. Renounce all your bodily relations and consider yourselves to be bodiless souls. This does need effort. Some effort is needed to study. By staying on this pilgrimage of remembrance, you become pure from impure. Those people go on pilgrimages physically. Here, this is the pilgrimage of souls. This is your pilgrimage to the supreme abode. No one can go to the supreme abode and then the land of liberation in life without making this effort. Only those who stay in remembrance very well are able to go there. They are the ones who will claim a high status. Everyone will go back, but because they are impure, they continue to call out. The souls remember. It is souls who eat and drink. Become soul conscious. This is the only effort you have to make at this time. You won't receive anything without making effort. It is very easy, but there is still opposition from Maya. When someone has the good fortune, he quickly engages himself in this. Some will come even later. When it sits in their intellects very well, they say, we are now going to occupy ourselves on this spiritual pilgrimage. If they occupy themselves intensely in this, they can race ahead very well. Even while living at home with their families, it will enter their intellects that it is a very good and right thing to consider yourself to be a soul, and to remember the Purifier Father. When you follow the Father's orders, you can become pure. You definitely will become that. It is a matter of making effort. It is very easy. On the path of devotion, there is a lot of difficulty. Here, it is in your intellect that you have to return to Baba. Then you will go there, the Golden Age, and be threaded in the rosary of Vishnu. Just think about all the rosaries. There is the rosary of Brahma, the rosary of Vishnu, and the rosary of Rudra. This one is the first one in the new world. All the rest come later. That is, they are threaded later. They ask, what is your highest clan? You can reply, the Vishnu clan. Originally, you belonged to the clan of Vishnu, and then you became part of the warrior clan. The genealogical trees then emerged from that. You can understand from this knowledge how the genealogical trees are created. The Rosary of Rudra is created first of all. This is the highest genealogical tree. Baba has explained that this is your most elevated clan. You also understand that the whole world will definitely receive the message. Some say God has definitely come somewhere, but we can't tell where. Eventually, everyone will come to know. It will continue to be printed in the newspapers. At present, they only print a little. Not everyone reads the same newspaper. Yes, they can be read in libraries. Some even read 2 to 4 different newspapers. Some don't read newspapers at all. Everyone has to know that Baba has come. When the time of destruction comes close, they will come to know that the new world is being established and that the old world is to be destroyed. It is possible that many will have visions. You also have to give this knowledge to the sannyasis and the kings. Many are to receive this message. When they hear that the unlimited Father has come and that he is granting salvation, many will come. At the moment, nothing that you like has been printed in the papers officially. Someone will emerge who will ask about this. You children understand that you are establishing the Golden Age by following Srimat. This is your new mission. You are members of God's mission, just as Christians become members of a Christian mission. You are God's members. This is why it is remembered that if you want to know about supersensuous joy, you should ask the gopis and gopis who became soul conscious. Remember the one Father alone and none other. Only the one Father teaches this Raj Yoga. He is the God of the Gita. Everyone has to be given this message or invitation from the Father. All other things are decorations of this knowledge. The pictures are decorations of this knowledge, not of devotion. The Father has had them made in order for them to be explained to people. All of these pictures will disappear, and only the knowledge will remain in souls. The Father has this knowledge, and it is also recorded in the drama. You have now passed through the path of devotion and come onto the path of this knowledge. You souls now understand that you are playing the parts that are within you. It is recorded for us to study Raja Yoga once again with the Father. The Father had to come to give us this knowledge. It is recorded in us souls. When you go there, the part for the new world will repeat. You now understand the whole record of souls from the beginning. Then all of this will come to an end. Even the part of the path of devotion will come to an end. Then, whatever act you performed in the Golden Age, you will perform that again. The Father doesn't tell you what is to happen. Whatever has happened will happen again. You understand that the Golden Age is the new world. Everything there will definitely be new and Satopratan. Everything will be very inexpensive. Whatever happened in the previous cycle will happen again. You can see how much happiness Lakshmi and Narayan had. They had so many diamonds and jewels, so much wealth, etc. When you have wealth, you also have happiness. You could compare that to here. But there is no comparison. Everything here will have been forgotten there. These are new things that only the Father explains to the children. Souls first have to go there, to the soul world, where all activity comes to a halt. All karmic accounts are settled. The record is coming to an end. This one record is very long. They say, in that case, souls should be just as big. However, that is not so. Such tiny souls have parts of 84 births recorded in them. Souls are imperishable. This can only be called the wonder of nature. There cannot be anything else as amazing as this. It is said of Baba that he remains at rest during the golden and silver ages, whereas you play all round parts. You have the longest parts. Therefore, the Father gives you the elevated inheritance. He says, you take 84 births. My part is such that no one else can play it. This is a wonderful thing. It is a wonder how the Father sits here and explains to souls. Souls are neither male nor female. It is when a soul adopts a body that he or she is said to be male or female. All souls are children, and so they are brothers. In order to claim your inheritance, you definitely have to be brothers. Each soul is a son of the Father. You claim your inheritance from the Father, and so you are definitely called males. All souls have a right to claim the inheritance from the Father. For that, you have to remember the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls. We are all brothers. A soul is a soul. Souls never change. But they sometimes take a male body and sometimes a female body. These are very interesting matters that have to be understood. No one else can tell you these things. Others can only hear this from the Father or from you. The father only speaks to you children. In the early days, he used to meet and talk to everyone. Gradually, the time will come when he will not talk to anyone. It is said, son shows father. You children have to teach others. You children serve many and bring them here. Baba understands that you make many people similar to yourself and bring them here. This one will become a big king. This one will become a small king. You are the spiritual army who liberates everyone from the chains of Ravan and brings them to your mission. According to the service you do, that will be the fruit that you receive. Those who have performed more devotion will become clever and claim their inheritance. This is a study. If you don't study well, you fail. This study is very easy. It is easy to understand and also to explain. There is no question of any difficulty. However, a kingdom is being established, and so all types are needed. You have to make effort to claim a high status in this. You have to be transferred from the land of death to the land of immortality. The more you study, the higher the status you will receive in the land of immortality. You also have to love the Father, because he is the loveliest of all. He is called the Ocean of Love. You cannot all have the same love. Some remember him, and some don't remember him at all. Some have intoxication by explaining to others. This is a huge temptation. You can tell anyone that this is a university. This is a spiritual study. Such pictures are not shown in any other schools. Day by day, many more pictures will continue to emerge so that people will be able to understand everything just by looking at them. The picture of the ladder is very good. But anyone who doesn't belong to the deity clan will not understand anything. Those who belong to this clan will be struck by an arrow. Those who are the leaves of our deity religion will come. You will feel that they listen with great interest. Some will just come and go away. Day by day, Brahma explains new things to you children. You must have a great interest in doing service. Those who remain busy in doing service are seated on the heart throne and will also be on that throne. As you progress further, you will have visions of everything. You will stay in that happiness. There will be many cries of distress in the world. There will even be rivers of blood flowing. Courageous ones who do service will never starve to death. However, you have to live here in simplicity. You will receive happiness there. A Kumari is made to live in simplicity, and then when she goes to her in-laws, she can put on anything she wants to. You are also going to your in-laws' home, and so have that intoxication. That is a land of happiness. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. essence for Dana 1. In order to be threaded in the rosary, become soul conscious and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance with great intensity. Follow the Father's directions and become pure. 2. Do service to make many others similar to yourself by giving them the Father's message. You have to live here in simplicity in order to be able to watch the final scenes of the cries of distress. You have to become Mahaviras, courageous warriors. Blessing. May you be a true trustee and experience the stage of liberation in life by finishing any cage of bondage. Any bondage of bodies or relations is a cage. When you have to fulfill your family duties in name, not with attachment, you will then be said to be free from bondage. Those who move along as trustees are free from bondage. If there is any consciousness of mine, that is like being in a cage. From being like parrots in a cage, you now have become angels. So let there be not the slightest bondage, not even any bondage in your minds. What can I do? How can I do this? I want to, but it doesn't happen. All of these thoughts are bondage of your mind. When you have died alive, all your bondages finish. And you should just simply continue to experience the stage of being liberated in life. Slogan: when you save, your thoughts, your time and words will automatically be saved too. Aviat signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatite. To be karmatite means to be detached from and not even touched by any bondage of karma. Increase your experience in this. No action should touch you, so do not let yourself be touched by even the result of any task you have performed. Continue to experience complete detachment. It is as though someone else inspired you to do it and you just did it. Experience being detached, even when you are an instrument for something. Whatever happened, put a full stop to it and become detached. Om Shanti.